Welcome to Alex Collier's first webinar in 2016. Topics tonight will be current events and time to stop sleepwalking. The last third of the webinar will be a question and answer session. We will try to address one question from each webinar attendee. So, have your notepad at the ready, be seated comfortably, and enjoy today's webinar. Here's your host, JP.
Good afternoon. Good morning and good evening. Welcome to the sixth Alex Collier webinar. My name's JP. I'm here with James Harkin of alexcollier.org and Alex himself, all bright and bushy-tailed after a lovely new year. And a new year is new house. Thanks to you, everybody out there. So before I babble on too much, here's Alex and today's webinar.
Everybody, hi. Thank you for attending this humble webinar. I just want to say I'm not sure about the bushy tail part, but I am thrilled to be here, and I'm glad to make your acquaintance, all of you. It's an honor and a pleasure to address you, and I just want to tell you how appreciative I am of your time, the 90 minutes we have. I just wanted to say to those who are bootlegging the webinars, you know, I get why you do it. I totally understand that. But understand that this is my only source of income. And in doing a good deed, you're actually kind of hurting me. So just be mindful when you make those decisions, please. Listen, we have a lot of things to talk about today. And, of course, I certainly want to get to the Q&A at the end. But a couple of notes, current event things. On January 17th, 220 nautical miles off the coast of Seattle, several buoys registered a 4-foot drop of the Juan de Fuca plate. The Juan de Fuca plate actually butts up against the North American plate, and the Juan de Fuca plate actually runs underneath the North American plate. Now, the last time this went was in 1700, and the tsunami was 60 meters high and went 10 miles inland. I'm only bringing this to your attention because we all have friends or know someone in the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, BC, British Columbia. I just want to give you an FYI on that so that you pay attention. Okay, there's a lot of things going on. There's an enormous amount of energy hitting the planet, and whatever we can't absorb and process and use is being released in different ways. So just, you know, FYI on that, okay? And so if you've been paying attention, and here in the States there was a great deal of chatter regarding a Christmas message the Queen of England gave, that was taped first. It wasn't used because it was deemed inappropriate. And in that message, she had talked about that this would be everyone's last Christmas and that they did what they had to do to maintain the royal family, etc. Well, no one really knows what's on her mind. But what's also interesting is that the Pope, not once but twice, actually delivered a very similar message, one in Rome and one at a mass in Argentina, where he said essentially the same thing. This would be the last Christmas. You know, it's interesting. There are so many things going on so many multiple levels that, you know, this all gets back to the changing of the power structure, of the changing of the guard, of the new harmonics coming in and basically blasting the dark, evaporating the power, the hold, the feeling of trapped feeling trapped that humanity has had for quite some time, especially us commoners. Many of us have felt very, very trapped in a system we knew didn't work, doesn't work, and it really seemed to be favoring the few at the very, very top, those who we call the powers that be, or a.k.a. the elite. Okay? Know that is, in fact, changing. And we're going to talk about that. These webinars, they're not written down. These are conversations. I have notes about things that I'm supposed to talk about, or I've been asked to talk about, and then of course some of my own thoughts. But we're going to talk a bit about a lot. We're also going to talk about some current events, and one of those things that we're going to talk about, and I'll just get into that, is the new financial system that's being created globally. It's to those who are paying attention, you are seeing the movement from an old fiat system, one where it's strictly controlled by central banks that are controlled by some of the old families of Europe. That is changing. We are moving now to an asset-backed currency system where the actual money is backed by the wealth of each nation. Imagine that, something that's actually worth something. And eventually, hopefully, we'll be moving away from a currency system at some point. Okay, but we're going to need some mentoring for that to happen, because none of us have lived under a system like that, not for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So, understand that very, very soon you are going to see shifts in the value of currencies. You are going to see currencies that for many, many years that have been worth next to nothing suddenly having great value, because the assets of those nations are some of these nations that had worthless currency, actually the assets of those countries are actually staggeringly wealthy when it comes to natural resources and minerals, etc., etc. An example is the Iranian rial is about to pop, as all sanctions today in the United Nations Security Council, which passed unanimously to lift all sanctions completely. It's done. They are a free nation again without sanctions. I understand that a few companies inside Iran have some sanctions, but the country itself is actually free now of sanctions. We have other countries in the Middle East as well, Africa, that are in transition as well, that have enormous wealth, that they will be free to develop on their own. And so, these are all very, very positive steps. And if you're paying attention to those countries and you are in a position to get some of those currencies before they reinstate old values or revalue those currencies, you might be in a position to really help your families tremendously. That is imminent. It's any time between now and more than likely the 15th of February when these things start to happen and click. So, pay attention to that. Okay, there's plenty of research. There's plenty of information on the internet regarding that. Be wise as serpents and gentle as a dove, or harmless as a dove, I think the old saying is. But certainly take a look at it, because some of these are very, very real. These things are, in fact, going to occur. And we all deserve abundance. There is absolutely no reason we all can't be abundant and have prosperity. Okay, and if your belief system is otherwise, you might want to check that belief system at the door and rethink it. And just for a few moments, or you know, for the next, for the rest of your life, just imagine you had a lot of abundance, and you are abundant. Just imagine what it would be like to live that way, because you can. You can. Don't limit your idea of abundance to your job or what you're doing. Okay, the universe, its job is to respond to your desires and your genuine emotionality when in prayer. Okay, the more genuine your emotions are when you pray, you know, the sooner the universe responds. It's not about repetition, folks. Okay, it is absolutely not about repetition. Okay, Catholics got that all wrong. Sorry. Einstein once said, you cannot solve the world's problems with the same thinking that created them. Now, I'm going to use that as a springboard. It is time for us to begin to create a new domain of knowing. Now, what am I talking about? When the United States created itself, or the individuals of the world who wanted freedom, they wanted freedom of expression, freedom of religion, they wanted economic freedom, they wanted to be free from the yoke of monarchies in Europe and in other places of the world. Didn't matter where they were in the world, they all had this desire. And this desire literally created a new domain of knowing. Now that domain of knowing of individual freedoms and liberties manifested itself physically here on Earth in the form of the United States of America. That was the first manifestation of this desire. And the rest is history, okay? America happened against all odds, literally against all odds, and it became a beacon of hope to a lot of people. And it had remained a beacon of hope, you know, for a very, very long time. Unfortunately, it does not have that same reputation or hold that same light any longer. And there are many reasons for that. And there have been many attempts to undermine the United States, but the reality of that, of the situation here in the United States, the responsibility for the condition of the country at this point does in fact look pretty much is the responsibility of the people here. We became apathetic and we allowed the country to take a different direction, be controlled by politics, bankers, international corporations, and now we are more leaning towards fascism than freedom. Okay, but that's the responsibility of the American people. But globally, you see many people now challenging the power structure. And this is incredibly positive. And when I look at the shift in energy, I can't even begin to tell you how proud I am of everyone that is actually doing this and holding this light, holding this frequency, you know, again, of freedom, of personal responsibility, of personal growth, of spiritual evolvement, you know, shaking off the old structures that we know don't work, that were only put there to control and manipulate. You know, so many people are getting it that it's incredibly exciting. Now, along those lines, what's now necessary, that the fence is down, the electronic fence is down, and we are getting cosmic energy, cosmic knowledge, coming to the planet from multiple sources. Many of those sources are multidimensional. Okay, because remember, people, You know, Earth plays a part in the growth of our galaxy. Our solar system does. Let me put it to you that way. All right. Fifth density Andromedans, fifth density other races have come back in time to this moment because something happens not only in third density, but in fourth and in fifth in the future. And they've narrowed it down to the solar system. Okay, so we have a role to play here. We do. To think that you're, to even think for a moment that you don't mean anything, that your life doesn't mean much, that you can't make a change, that you're not able to change anything, it's just simply not true. Okay? You have more power. You have more ability than you realize. And I want to tell you that the shift that is occurring already on the planet, I'm just so proud of us. I truly am. It's just amazing the things that are occurring on the planet. The hold of the dark is lessening by the day. And as it continues to get weak, and the structures that we have all been living under for so many thousands of years, us, our ancestors, our etc., this power structure, as it collapses, there's going to be a vacuum, okay? We, the people on this planet, the majority on this planet, it's time to start thinking what it is that we want. What kind of world do we want? What kind of a structure do we want to live under? What kind of a government do we envision? Do we want something, do we want something that is similar to the United States? Or do we want to add other components? It is time for the people to have this dialogue, all right? We need to have this dialogue with each other. This is not where we spiritually continue to evolve and then we let the governments, as they collapse, decide they're going to put in something different now. No, we cannot trust them to do the right thing. We have seen this over and over and over again. Okay, we need to manage our governments because ultimately it's the people who create the government to serve the people. Okay, it is not the other way around. So we need, I have been asked to emphasize this to all of you. We have to start thinking about what the world looks like after the regressives and this power structure, this dark controlling power structure is gone. Because there's going to be a vacuum. Once it goes, how are we going to fill that space with what we want? And that's exactly what we want to do. We don't want the bad guys to do anything else here. All right? We want to create a vibration, a frequency, a harmonious dialogue between all people on the planet so that we can all communicate genuinely about what it is that we want. And we will have the resources, okay, to put those things in place. But what we need is the leadership, all right? And there are so many of you who are extraordinary beings. And I cannot stress that enough. You are absolutely extraordinary beings. And like the myths of old, the knights, the musketeers, the heroes of old, you know, people rise, people step up, people take responsibility, and it's always common people. And sometimes the greatest of heroes are made from the scantiest of materials. Okay? But they step up and they make a decision and they just say, okay, this has to stop, I'm going to do this. And it becomes a rallying point. And these beings, both men and women, they end up becoming heroes of what myth and legends are. And because they step up and they make a decision that this is as far as it's going to go, I'm going to make a change. And it's something incredibly simple. It's just having the courage and the will to say, I'm going to truly make a difference. And, you know, divine guidance, divine providence, the isness, creator, God, the Holy Spirit, the soul, whatever name you use. That part of you knows who you are. It knows your true strengths. And once we move the ego out of the way, that part of us is allowed to step in. And I have been asked to ask you to start thinking about what are you, who are you going to be? What are you going to become if more soul was present and soul was making more decisions for you as opposed to ego? That is truly a spiritual evolution, evolvement, because soul doesn't know fear. Okay, I mean, what would it be like for us to live without fear every day, to make decisions without fear, to love without fear? I think it would be absolutely extraordinary. None of us are powerless. None of us are unloved. You don't need... you don't need to feel lost. Make your life a daily self-conscious pilgrimage, moving intently in the direction that you want and in moving towards the things that you want. I can't stress this enough, because we have been living behind this net, this wall of separation from the galaxy. Well, that's no longer there. All right? We are now part of a larger family. There are human beings throughout this galaxy and others. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we are family. And they see that. And I've said this in previous webinars, you know, when the A's look at us, you know, they don't see black, they don't see white, they don't see Asian, they don't see, you know, they don't see any of that stuff. They see us, all of us. We have got to start thinking the same way. Why would we not? These are fourth, fifth, sixth density beings. These are evolved civilizations who have ended war. They've ended hunger. They got their shit together. Okay? Why would we not want to start emulating some of those ideas? I mean, we've been living with separation, we've been living with anger, we've been living with regret, we've been believing we're sinful and sinners, we were a mistake by nature, we have been living with prejudice. All of these are learned behaviors. We were taught all this crap. This isn't who we truly are, okay? And it doesn't mean that they were right. We can make a decision to be different, to choose who we are. You do it every day, okay, within the confines of the limitations of what society tells you you are, okay? Well, you know, those restrictions are falling away. That doesn't mean you can become a moron and be cruel and hurt other people. That is not what I'm talking about. What I am really talking about here is your own self-image, your own self-creation, which never stops. You do it every single day. Every time you look in the mirror, you're creating your own self-image. Every time you speak to your children, you're creating your own self-image and projecting that image onto them. So whoever it is that you think you are or you want to be, you know, everybody's getting that. Is it the image you want? If it isn't, then you can make that change. And now's the time to do it, because we are getting universal energy that is absolutely, totally supporting you. So we have to think differently now. We have to open up our own boxes and realize, and I'm saying this for myself, I am more than I ever could have imagined. All I need to do now is clearly define what it is that I want and who it is I want to be. Okay? It's never too late to become who you wanted to be, ever. It's never too late. And that's the point I'm trying to get to with this, okay? there is so much knowledge coming down to the planet that we, because this knowledge not only helps give us information, but once you have information, and you can use that information in an experience, it now becomes knowledge. You see, when you have information that you haven't personalized through experience, it's only information. Once you've personalized it through experience, you now have self-knowledge. And that's what this is about. Because many of you, you're here, you volunteer to step up and help humanity get over this hump of what's coming, of the radical changes that are coming. We're stepping out of the dark into the light. And many of you have agreed to do this. You have. Not just those of you who are Patal, but there are many others of you who have come back in time to help right a terrible wrong, to make a difference. And you know who I'm talking about. I know you do. You know, many of you, you'll have times where you want to go home and you know it's not here. I get that, okay? Earth's a tough place. It's a real, real boot camp for the soul. There's no doubt about it. Okay, but you're here. You've chosen to be here. And, you know, at the time when they sold us this, you believed you could do it. Okay, just like, you know, I jokingly kid that, you know, when I volunteered for this mission, I must have had some Romulan ale. It's just because it can be so overwhelming. But we're getting help. We are getting so much assistance. Please don't buy into it's the end of the world. Who in their right mind would buy into that reality? None of us can afford to invest in this is it, it's all over. Why would we put a moment's thought into that? I'll tell you who it's over. It's over for the bad guys. Okay? And those who we consider the powers that be and the lower level powers that be. That structure that was protecting them is crumbling. And now they realize, oh my God, what the hell have I done? They're now beginning to feel vulnerable. They're beginning to see the consequences of their actions. And what they're also beginning to realize is that they bought into something that wasn't real. They were being used as well and being manipulated. Many of them were completely coerced. And now that that structure's collapsing, they realize they're the fall guys. And they're having a moment of sincerity. They're having an awakened moment of, oh shit, what in the world have I done? You know, how can I possibly answer for the things that I've done? And you know what, folks? That's a good thing. That is a really good thing. And ultimately, that's their journey. Those are the things they're going to have to deal with. Okay, but it's happening. It's happening all over the planet. But again, we the people, we need to be very clear. We need to start really focusing on what it is that we want. Okay? And you can talk about it on blogs, you can talk yourselves, but what's really important, the number one pillar in this whole thing, is for you to align yourself with what it is that you want. That's imperative. That becomes your grounding point. That is your rod of light, and you can build everything you want around that structure, around that pillar of who you are and what it is you want. And you can do it without reservation, without any guilt. There is nothing wrong with wanting what you want, all right, as long as it doesn't hurt others. That's imperative. Okay, get your spiritual center right. Get it solid. Know who you are. Remember, actually, who you are. It's not you got to get to know. You just got to remember who you are. And the information is coming down to assist with that. I cannot stress this enough. There is no way that we would be the infantry boots on the ground and not get support. in this entire structure that's going on. But see, the benevolence, the good guys, okay, they cannot come down here and do it all for us. That's not how this works, okay? We have to step up. We have to step up. We have to rise up. We have to say, okay, I am committed to making these changes. We are committed to making these changes, and this is what we're going to do. And we move in that direction, but it begins with each one of us individually. I don't mean to preach, okay? I don't. But we have to start thinking differently now, okay? We have all the tools to make this work, to turn this thing around really, really quickly. And that requires us to stop doing things the old way. It just does. And in many cases, it requires us to create and think of new ways to do things. Okay? Ingenuity, creativity, revelation, whatever you want to call it. Okay, whatever you want to call it, whatever it works for you, all right? There's no more box. There's no more thinking in the box, folks, because the box is gone. Okay, you're going to be forced one way or the other out of the box because the box doesn't work. It was a trap, and it's only been a trap. But the box is gone. So you can either, my point here is you can step into your power, step into creating the life that you want, the world that we want, together, or you can be forced kicking and screaming. Which would you rather do? Again, you have choices. You have free will. Okay, this is a free will zone. But I would want you to want to step into your power because we move things along quite quicker and everybody is a leader. Okay? And that's what we need, is a race of leaders. Okay? We've had the other, and it's a disaster. Okay, we need a race of leaders, and each one of you are and are capable of fully being empowered leaders. Okay, so if you have control of your spiritual self, if you are empowered spiritually in the strength of knowing who you are, and what you are, there is no way anybody can control you. Not the dark side, not any side. Okay? The only way you can be controlled or manipulated is if you yourself allow it or surrender your free will. And you never, ever, ever surrender your free will. Ever. To anybody. Okay? And I've been saying that for 25 years now. Many of the belief systems that we have, many of the structures that we have regarding gold, currency, wealth, those structures were created before the Anunnaki, but before the Anunnaki actually left or were forced to leave, they reinforced that. Now, prior to them, gold was another metal. But, you know, when they came here, when they fell from heaven to the earth, they came here looking for gold. And we realized that they were after gold. So because it was valuable to them, and they were these gods, as perceived by us, that they were perceived as gods, we figured, well, gold has wealth then. And that's where we got this structure that gold is wealth. Now, it could have easily been sand, but it wasn't. Okay? It was gold. Now, what's interesting is that the earth has an abundance of metals. What we term as metals, precious metals. And it takes thousands of years, quite often, to make these metals. So there is something to it. But I want you to understand where these belief systems come from. They weren't necessarily our idea. They came from others. So, having that in mind, having that in mind, I want you to start realizing that we can change our values as well as our belief structures. And again, this all comes back down to what is it that we really, really want? There's no box. That's my point again. There is no box. You can think about whatever it is you want. You can create just about anything you want. Empower yourself, folks. Empower yourself. Listen, there's a lot of people who say they can't see us. Are you reading that, guys? Are you guys there? JP, are you there? Hello? Okay, I'll just continue to go. I don't know what's going on. Listen, when the Anunnaki left...
Alex, sorry, it takes a long time to get unmuted and put myself back in the picture. Yeah, people are able to see it if they're on the YouTube link, and we're sending out the YouTube link to everybody. Another crazy thing. Anyway, back to your broadcast. Everything's going well. We've got 145 people watching.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks. I want to share some history, just a little bit of history. When the Anunnaki left, their offspring, known as half-breeds, I think legend calls them Titans and others, they were not allowed to go to the home world because they were half-breeds. They were usually Earth Mother, extraterrestrial father. Okay. Now, when they left, when the gods left, when the Anunnaki left, the aliens left, they were left behind, and they were left because they were half breeds. So, they had an attitude about that. Okay, they weren't good enough to go with their fathers. Okay, they were left behind. That attitude permeated from them all the way down through societies. During the Pyramid Wars, they all chose sides. And as humanity grew, and we were very intelligent at that time, we had a great deal of technical sophistication at that time. We all spoke one language, and many of us, majority of us, were abused by the gods, okay, by the aliens. So we had our own attitude, okay? And it was at that point where there was a division, was decided to divide us by race, to divide us by language, to divide us by belief systems, so that we would not be able to communicate with each other, that we, in fact, would create our own animosity towards each other, and this was all a manipulation, okay? And I think it's important that you know this, that you have this history. And I know that there are some new people here. I just want you to have this background, that much of our history, most of our history, we haven't been told. But it's going to be coming out. We're going to get bits and pieces of it more and more. And at some point, someone's going to come clean. If you've done any research, you know that our DNA has been manipulated. One of the largest manipulations was the ability of our bodies to create vitamin C, which gave us a great deal of longevity, life longevity. When that was turned off, literally our life cycles were almost cut in half, and that was done on purpose, okay? because we're more easily controlled the shorter the lifespan. Now, for those of you who are brand new, you're like, oh, my God. But, you know, just research it. There are an incredible amount of researchers who are out there, are historians who have done great, great work laying the groundwork for you to get up to speed. But you have to do the work, okay? You don't have to take anybody's word for it. Just do the research yourself. Go to the library. The big picture is we are family, okay? We have to start thinking that way of ourselves. We are going to be united with our galactic family sometime in the future. We have things we need to do, and one of those things is we need to stop warring with each other, and we need to grow up. We need to accept our place, accept our position, accept responsibility for ourselves, and stop believing that a small group of people know exactly what's right for all of humanity, because they don't. They absolutely don't. Okay? There will be a time in the near future where we will have a meet and greet with galactic councils. And there is more than one. There are many, in fact, that represent different groups of our galaxy, constellations of different races. And then there's councils even beyond that, outside of our galaxy. You know, once the dust settles, they will be making an introduction. There will also be an opportunity for mentorship, okay? And again, we need to start thinking about that. We know that we have some growth to do. We know that there are some areas where we need assistance because we have the information, but we don't have the knowledge to actually figure out how to make it work or to know exactly what it looks like. And this is where the mentorship would be important. And the more clear we are on it, when we are offered mentorship, we can say, okay, we want mentorship, but we want these specific areas first. And we can make them very narrow as to what that mentorship is so that we can establish a relationship and build mutual respect, build trust with these races so we know who we can trust, who we can't. It gives us a little bit more responsibility, okay, by narrowing the field about what it is that we want their help with. But we have to be clear about that ourselves. I have talked about this before, and I'm not sure exactly how this is going to play out and if they're still going to play it out. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about the Book of Revelations and the dark guys, the powers that be, playing out the Book of Revelations. More and more information is coming out, and the shift in the power structure is happening so quickly that I'm not sure if they can actually continue to try to do this and pull it off in any way. But you never know, because you know many of the things they put into play have been put into play for hundreds and thousands of years. And you know sometimes they just play themselves out because they just steamroll these events. But you know, understand something, that if they do introduce the Dark Messiah, who will be an extraterrestrial, just pay attention. Okay, just pay attention. Do not surrender your free will. If they're going to do something, it could be where there's a great deal of tribulation on the planet, and many people go into fear, and they want to be saved. They want to be rescued because they don't believe in themselves to turn their situation around. That would be the time to do it. But I don't know if it's actually going to happen. And I'm only bringing this up because we have talked about it. But I do know that in the last several months, the power structure of the elite is collapsing very, very rapidly. So I don't know if they're capable of pulling it off. Now, when we are talking about mining, gold, things like that, very soon we are going to be made publicly aware of the fact that in the rings of Saturn and Uranus, the asteroid belt, there are machines that are in fact mining as we speak, and they have been. These machines are not controlled by living soulful aliens. These machines have been operating for thousands of years on their own, basically run by robots. Some of them are humanoid, but nonetheless they're robots. I've been asked to share this, to basically lay it out for you. I am told that there will be others coming in behind me who will have more specific information. I am basically just opening the door to give them a platform, an opportunity to come forward, by just telling you that's what it is, okay? You're also beginning to hear about a new planet that they're calling it the ninth planet. They obviously can't count. It's actually the 11th outside of our solar system, between us and the Oort cloud, a.k.a. the galactic plane, okay, or the plasma field. We also have the dwarf star, which is already in our solar system. What they're not also telling you is that there's another planet behind the dwarf star that is in our solar system that is also coming. Radio astronomers have put three of the largest radio telescope fields together, and they have gotten some remarkable data. And a report was introduced by Cornell University. They are now doing everything the powers that be to suppress it because they still don't want you to know what's going on. So, you know, there's still the tug of war. There's still the battle. It isn't over yet, but I am sharing with you that there is so much going on. And you can get this information by tuning in yourselves, by getting the information yourselves. You don't need to get it from me. You don't need to get it from anybody. You have the ability to tune into these things, these changes yourself, okay? Become your own psychic, to become your own medium, to empower yourself to get your own data. You know, that's what this is all about. Okay, that's what it's all about. It's about each one of us stepping into our own leadership. When I was on the mothership for 3 months, for 91 days to be exact, with Morinay and the A's, there was a sound. I didn't hear it at first, but the longer that I was there and my field adjusted to my surroundings and my vision, where my ego stepped aside or moved to the side and my conscious, soulful mind became more empowered, and my vision opened up where I could see all of the colors and things that I couldn't perceive because, and I'm guessing here, but for the first several weeks that I was there, there were things that were right in front of me I couldn't see because there were things that my mind simply couldn't imagine. And until I was there and I was more, I became more in tune with the actual harmony of the place where I was, then I began to see things. physical things, colors that were there that I didn't see when I first got there. It's really hard to explain. But one of the things that was really interesting is that there was a sound. I would hear this sound from the mothership. And it was so far more pronounced than at any time that I experienced on Morinet's craft. But it wasn't the same kind of a tone. But the mothership, it had a harmonic frequency. And the only thing Viseus would say was it was its breath. It was the breath of the mothership. Now you're like, well, you know, what are we talking about? Well, you have to understand that these craft are organic. They are living. They are alive. Okay? It had a breath. Now, I have tried for years to find that sound, to replicate that sound, because it brought me great peace. It put me in a place that I cannot describe. Except to say that it was peace and it was safe. Okay? I have found a piece of music that is very similar. It is not exact, but is very, very similar. And I wanted to share that with you in the event you were even interested. Okay? And that piece of music is called Structures from Silence by Steve Roach, R-O-A-C-H, Structures from Silence. Just sit with it. If you decide you're interested, just sit with the music. Okay? Now, I bring that up so that we can talk about the rest of these things. Platonic frequencies, sophrigio, tones and frequencies, these are sacred harmonics. These tones were used by royalties of old and basically very benevolent kings and royal families and mystics. The reason they used these sacred tones is that it would ward off regressive groups, including specifically the reptilian groups. Okay? That's what the tones were used. They were constantly played around the clock in temples, palaces, homes to create a frequency so that these domiciles, these domains would not be interfered with. It was basically a shield. Okay? Not to mention the fact that the harmonious properties and health benefits that it would have for the physical body. That's what these were used for. At some point, and I will get clarification on this, they basically were phased out or outlawed, and then much of the music we have today, the tones, the harmonics, the frequencies, were altered and changed. Not that they're all bad. That is not what I'm saying. But these frequencies were used specifically to heal the bodies and to create a shield of high frequency around people, or around a domain. These frequencies can also be used to open cellular memory, to bring back reincarnational memory, which is extremely important, especially for those of you who were here as Patal and or are choosing to make a difference, who came back in time to make a difference. The more your body can hold on to light, the more light you can hold in your frequency, the more empowered you become, the more consciousness you hold, the more help you can be to humanity. Okay? This is important. This is really, really important stuff. Because the more frequency you can hold, the longer you can hold it, the stronger you're going to be when these changes begin. And you will be getting guidance, spiritual guidance, so that you know to be in the right place at the right time. Now, another person along that holds these frequencies or emits these kinds of tones and frequencies, or that has this kind of spiritual integration with sound, are the Hathors through Tom Kenyon. Very, very powerful stuff. He doesn't even know I'm doing this. Mr. Roach didn't even know I was going to do this. I am sharing this with you because I know it works, because I've gotten confirmation and collaboration from Morinne that this works. So I am sharing this with you. Tom Kenyon, the Hathors, incredible stuff. And again, it is time to start thinking out of the box, to use all the tools that we have here in order to continue to move forward at an even quicker pace. It's time to do that. We're going to get through this, folks, and I am already so proud of all of you. And I don't mean that in any other way, that I am proud of you. So many of you are working so hard. You are putting so much time into yourself. It will pay huge dividends, okay? It is not business as usual. And those of you who are new, who are just awakening, who are just beginning to think about this stuff, invest in yourself. Now is the time to spiritually do it. There is nothing wrong with wanting to be, to have that 15 minutes a day, that 30 minutes a day. Because the more positive you are, the more light you have, the more it will reflect on your families and your children, and they will be filled with light. And they will want it because they will see you happy and joyous and prosperous and moving effortlessly through this pea soup we call third density. I know that we are going to step up with courage and leadership. It's going to happen. It's already happening. I am just one of many of you. You have to believe. And I say this with everything that's inside of me. You have to believe we have help. We have assistance. All you have to do is call on it. Now is the time. The field is down. The information, the energy, the access, the frequencies, they're there. We just have to tap into it. We have to use it. We have to know it's there. I love you guys. I absolutely love you guys. If I didn't, I would not have gotten this far without knowing that some of you cared. I would not have ever gotten this far without your support. And all I can do is give back me to you. And that's what I will do. I will get to all of your emails. I am doing the best that I can. Okay. If you are interested in a webinar twice a month as opposed to one, let James know. Let us know if you're even interested in that. And if you're good with just one a month, okay, we can do that. We literally do this to be of service to you. That's what it's about. Okay. That's what it's about. I mean, we want to be a service. Tell us what you need. Okay? Tell us what you need, and we will do our best to help in any way that we can. Do we want to do some questions now, JP?
Here's a question from Sharon. What is the purpose, motivation for all the migration of non-Europeans to European cities?
Well, basically, it was to undermine the cultures of those countries first. But other than that, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I don't have all the answers. I guess it would really matter on the intention of all the refugees. What is in fact their intention of wanting to migrate to another country? Is it sincere to start a new life, to create a better life than the ones that they had? My grandparents were immigrants, from Albania, Scotland, and Italy. They came to the United States because they wanted a better life. Is that what their intention is? I don't know. But what's important is that we somehow very quickly all get on the same page here, okay? Because I don't know that countries are going to matter that much soon. We need to be one race, one planet here. We're going to need to decide what type of form of government will we want to live under, and how do we, the people, structure that? And who do we allow to manage that for us as we manage them? That's not a short answer, but okay.
Righty-ho. So let's move up. This is about connecting with Andromedan. Let's start with this. From George and Julie, through using your Andromedan contact symbol, I interacted with a spaceship that appeared as a ball of white light in the sky that had a spiritual appearance like a massive version of a spirit orb. Have you come across any Andromedan ships that fit that description?
Well, there are many ships that fit that description, and they're not all A's. Some of them are Pleiadian. Some of them are Cirrus A. Some of them are from Cygnus Alpha. There are so many different races here that are very, very evolved who want nothing but our highest good. Maybe you could write to me about that. But obviously the interaction was positive for you. I would continue, as long as it's positive for you, to engage and ask questions. Get your own information. That's what I would say. It doesn't have to come from anybody else other than you. And again, I want to stress this, what I'm giving you is information. Once you've experienced it yourself personally, it becomes knowledge, and there is a difference, because then you know what you know.
Okay, so we seem to have a bit of more issues as usual. Anyhow, but you can hear me, Alex, yes?
Yes.
Good. Right. So, now, second question. Right. So there's a couple of Planet X ones. This is from Pamela and from Michael. There's talk on MSN about a ninth planet in our solar system. Is this their attempt at disclosure, do you think?
Yes, they're testing everybody's response to it. Yes, it's conditioning. Yes. It's conditioning, which is how they've done everything, in the past, is they slowly condition you to move you along to where they want you to be.
Okay, this is not a question. It's from Davey. He says, when our abundance manifests, we will assist you too, Alex. From Tobias. Alex, I remember talking when you met Phaseus that you felt self-conscious around him. Did they say anything to you about how you were feeling in that moment?
Not until I brought up the subject of religion. having been raised a Catholic... and I know those of you who were raised Catholic, you already know where I'm going with this. the spiritual message is not the same as what they teach you how to be a Catholic. Okay? It wasn't until I was very clear about specific belief systems that I was raised with that I realized that I did not need to feel inferior in any way, or that I wasn't worthy in any way. Although I confess that the worthiness part I've had for many, many years, and even to this day, I occasionally go there, only because the sense of responsibility of sharing this information can sometimes be very, very overwhelming. In light of all of the trials and tribulations that I've had over the years, with living situations and the such. So that's how I'd answer that. Next question.
Okay. Right. That's a good one. Can you tell us more about dolphins?
No.
Okay. All right. From Sai. Alex, once you said that the A's need our genetics to boost their genetics. Can you tell us what this entails? Does this mean intermarriage between them and us, or what? Maybe the what. Thank you.
No, ladies and gentlemen, we are considered genetic royalty. We have within us the genetics of 22 different races already. We just need a percentage of it to turn on, to reconnect and be turned back on. And however that process is, through spiritual evolution, spiritual evolvement, help. That's all we need. We are literally, every single one of us, a library. Imagine what that, if you can, that you yourself are a galactic library. You have information inside of you that once it's turned on, you will experience, and now it becomes knowledge, whether you were there or not. But you will have the knowledge because you will have the experience of the information. Remember, it becomes knowledge when you physically experience it or emotionally attach to it. Okay? We are amazing beings, ladies and gentlemen. We are amazing beings. And you should be so proud of yourself. You really should be.
Okay, so this is a really, really good one. This is from Tiffany. Hi, Alex. Do you have some sort of protocol or other safeguard that allows you to know for sure with whom you're speaking and presumably also whether they're benevolent, etc.?
Yes, I do. Those protocols were established many, many, many years ago when I first started. There are three layers of protocols. Some involve a specific tone and frequency. It is a very specific song that I chose as a kid. And the other are several catchphrases. And only Morinne and I know those things. I've never uttered them to anyone. And I know that he would not do that either. So, yes, those protocols are established, and I would suggest that you do that as well, with whatever your higher guidances are or where they're coming from. You can set those things, and you have every right to want to be secure in that. So you do that.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, actually, there's loads of questions about the same, more or less the same subject. It's talking about the symbol. So you've just spoken about that, so that's good. This is from Jim. Will we have disclosure and when? If we don't get disclosure, the elite won't fall? I don't know if that's a bit of a... That's what the question reads. I don't know if you can answer that or interpret that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to tell you. I mean, are you waiting for Obama to stand at the podium and say, hey, this is what it is?
That's
probably never going to come. Because they would never read him into any of that information. I mean, remember, here in the United States, Eisenhower met with a group from Orion, and within 2 weeks, he completely lost control of not only the information but the technology, and then the intelligence structure locked him out by reclassifying all of the information above top secret. So even he couldn't find out where it is. Okay, because it went black. It went black project. So SAP, special access projects. So he was even locked out. But they're trying to tell you. They're telling you about the different planets, the new information that's coming out. YouTube people are taking videos all over the world of the second sun. You have scientists talking about the star that has megastructures being built around it. They are trying to tell you. Okay, but they're not going to just say, hey, yeah, they exist. They're not going to do that because they have screwed and murdered so many people for so long who were sharing this information. At the same time, they were suppressing information and telling everyone it's a lie, it's bogus, they're frauds, they're this, they're that. You know, they're just not going to do it because they're... because they're just not going to do it. Okay? And that's not how it's going to unfold, unfortunately. I don't see it happening that way at all.
Yeah, it's a bit much to fess up to, isn't it, really? They've gone too far to just kind of let it all go.
Well, they've killed so many people over it. They're just not going to do it.
Okay. Okay, let's go just above. Have the Andromedans talked about? This is from Tobias. Have the Andromedans talked about that the influence from our societies and our religions, rather allowing things to exist naturally. So we can progress plays a huge part in the problems we have. Is that the suppression that they're talking about?
I didn't get that question.
I don't quite get it myself. Hang on, have the Andromedans talked about that the influence from our societies and our religions rather than allowing things to exist naturally? Oh, I see. So the influence of our society and religions prevents us from acting naturally and allowing things to... is this the suppression that they're talking about? Society, yes. And religion, basically.
I think partially, yes. Yes. I think it's partially true. The other factor is that, you know, we choose to suppress our imagination. We choose to suppress ourselves because we're afraid to truly express ourselves. We all want to fit into this model of what we've been told is society. And that model was created to keep us all in line. You know, it's interesting. There have been so many great actors and musicians who have lived very short lives who were absolutely brilliant because they were completely out of the box. But I don't, you know, that's a good question. I don't know that I know the exact formula for that. But I think it will be whatever you think it is, Tobias. Whatever you think it is, that's what it's going to be.
Okay, thanks very much. So from Anton, you mentioned about the trap that the light tunnel is, and that if you go there, your memory is going to be wiped and you're then reincarnated on Earth. Can you be more specific of what happens inside there, the process by which they wipe out your memory, and how they convince people to get their memories.
Okay, let's clearly I need to give some more clarity. You go up to the tunnel, my understanding is, you retain your memory there. It's when you're brought back in that they erase you. Okay, this way you start all over again. There is no progression of knowledge because they wipe it when you come back in. Okay, that's where the wiping is. It's when you come back in.
And is it actually when you're in the womb, or you're coming into the fetus?
I don't know that.
Okay, right. All right, here's Ryan, and he's going right back to the past. In 1995, Alex, you said that the planet X would not come by for 250 years. Could you clarify why that number has changed?
You know, I can't. All I can tell you is that it has moved faster than anybody thought it would, and maybe it has to do with gravitational fields, but it is very soon to be upon us, and that's the only thing I can tell you. I don't know why it's moving faster than it was supposed to. Maybe, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, so connected with that, in the last webinar you said that, and this is from Jim, Nibiru will cause the jet stream to descend to the surface of the Earth. Won't this cause severe damage?
Yes, it will.
Okay. from Jim. Now, Jim is local to you. How do we move the ego out of the way? I have been doing practices just to do this for 20 years. Over 20 years, and would like to talk to you about such. I live 26 miles from Morrison. Maybe we could start setting up some personal connections for you. What do you think of that?
Jim, why don't you email me? How to move the ego out of the way. You know, I have my own practices that I am still working with. Am I at all comfortable in telling you that they work 100%? No, because they don't work 100%. But like all of you, I'm still evolving as well. And I work every day on self-empowerment. I have set a very high bar for myself. And I'm not there yet. So to answer Jim's question, I am still working on it as well. What works for me may not work for you. But because it hasn't 100% always worked for me, I can't say that it's a tried and true method yet. So you're on your own at this point to figure that out. If I come up with one, I'll let you know. But there's no guarantee that it'll work for you.
It's something that we can do special webinars on. It's really enhancing the soul rather than getting.
It is, and we can definitely elaborate on that. But you know, if somebody's interested, maybe we can do.
Sure. Okay, so you got a bit broken up there, but I hope things are all right, you're in. Okay. All right, so here's two questions about the Anunnaki from Taba. Alex, how can the reptilian... different species, Anunnaki, interbreed with humans, and Mason asks Alex, aren't the Anunnaki reptilians? And also Mark asks, are there any real pictures of ETs / reptilians, photos, maybe in a book somewhere? So there's a little a cluster of Anunnaki questions.
Okay. The Anunnaki were two tribes. The Orion group, which is human and reptilian, And then we have a group from Cirrus B, okay, which are human. The tribes that came together were done through a marriage. So there has been a lot of interbreeding between different races. In particular, in Orion, which is an enormous star system, there are many, many different races and many different cultures. And there are some races that can't interbreed at all because physically it's not a possibility. But with some tribes, there is interbreeding. And some of those are human and reptilian. So that's how it's done. It's gone on like that for years. There are also many races who are geneticists, and they have spliced particular races' genetics together, especially if one of their races was dying for whatever reason, and let's say it was a disease that was killing them off, and they couldn't be rectified by any other way than a gene splice of another type of race that was stronger. They would have done that to see how it would work, and in many cases it has worked, where the race became stronger, it began to thrive through these other genetics. It just reinforced or re-enhanced the genetics they already had. Here in this country, or here on this planet, there is a great deal of talk about that in creating super soldiers. This is exactly the same kind of a concept, where they add different genetics to us to see what they're going to do to enhance. We're babies at this, but other races have been doing this for thousands and thousands, millions of years. For example, most of the life on this planet has come from someplace else. Dolphins, whales, birds, animals. They have come from different environments, and genetically they had to be altered in order to live on this planet. I mean, do you think that one cell created every insect, every mammal, every amphibian, every fowl on this planet? No, it didn't happen that way. Not at all. The diversity of life on Earth was created and done on purpose. And many of those critters were altered in order to be able to live here. Okay, their genetics were altered so they could be here. Some of them come from methane planets. Some from helium planets. Some come from environments we couldn't even possibly imagine. Okay? But they genetically had to be altered to be put here to see if they could survive. You know, Earth is a garden, a zoo, literally. And I've talked about this in the past as well.
Okay, so corollarizing, following on from this, it was this is from Tiffany. So it was mentioned last time, if I remember, the different races whose DNA can be found in a Terran human population would be mentioned and discussed this time. I believe there are at least 22. So you said you had a list somewhere that you would dig out for the next webinar. Did you remember that?
No, I didn't. I didn't remember that.
All right.
That's my bad. I will send that to James, and I will ask James to put it up on the website, okay?
What a great idea. Great idea.
And so who was that, Catherine or Tiffany?
Tiffany.
My bad. That's on me. I will get that to James, and hopefully we can have it up by the first of next week.
Yep. Okay, so from Mason. Alex, Simon Parks has recently gone on the record saying Archons are actually AI, and those AI are manipulating the Draco Reptilians. Is this something you can add upon?
Well, I wasn't aware that Simon finally came out with that. I mean, I've been talking about that for some time. I don't actually I wouldn't go as far as he has in saying that they are absolutely controlling and manipulating Draconis. You know, the reptilians, they're their own race. They don't like taking orders from anybody. They never really have. Could there be some manipulation? Could it be that the Archons have tried in the past to manipulate them into a position? I don't doubt that because they do that with everybody. Have they been successful all the time? No. No way if they have. So, I mean, that's the only way I know how to answer that question. They're not 100% successful in manipulating everybody, especially once you know or you've had experiences with them. You have knowledge of experiences with them. You know how they are. And you, of course, cannot put yourself then in a position to be manipulated by them.
Okay. So, all right. Now, this may be a language thing, but Anna Balboa, what he refers when he talks of mothership is a craft ship. I'm trying to understand what that means.
Okay, mothership.
I think you mentioned something like a mothership or a craft ship or something. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, here's what I mean. Okay, the A mothership that I'm talking about was 800 miles in diameter and had 1.2 million souls living on it full time. It was completely self-contained. Had multiple levels, and it was bigger on the inside than it was on the outside. A lot bigger.
The biggest TARDIS in the galaxy. So it was 800 miles on the outside, yet it was even bigger on the inside. Yes, that's insane. That must have been pretty mind-blowing.
Well, they're built in fifth density. Okay, and when they come into fourth and then into third, when they're in third density, they hold a much smaller space, but inside they maintain their original space.
Awesome. And that's how the TARDIS works, folks.
It's spectacular.
Bigger on the inside. Okay, right. This is, oh, now how to pronounce this, V-Y-T-A-U-T-A-S, Vitautas. You said before there are others who will be sharing a much more detailed information than you are. When will those others start sharing, and who are they? Are they other contactees? What's the deal?
Okay, well, my understanding is that they are contactees, and as far as I'm concerned, they're way late to the party. Okay, way late to the party.
They're stuck at the off license. They haven't got a card.
I need the help. I really need the help. So I wish they would step up and, you know, get with the program.
That's right. Okay. Whoever you are, wherever you are, step up, you buggers. You're probably listening. You're probably just listening to this. Okay. So this is from Tobias. How is yours and Theseus' relationship? Or Theseus, how would you describe him, and what does he think of us?
Okay, well, Theseus crossed over in his physicality back in 98, okay? So he hasn't been around for a while. And Theseus, if I had to describe Theseus, I would say that he knew a lot because he had seen a lot. And there were times he seemed very short in his demeanor, in his patience level. He seemed very short. And sometimes he would be that way with me because he would ask me questions and he already knew the answer. And if I wasn't direct and to the point all the time, he would seem to get frustrated. But you know, I was still learning. I am still learning, obviously. And you know, I didn't know my own mind then. I know a lot. I know it a lot better now, but I didn't know my own mind then. So he would be short. He could get short, I think. But as far as what did he think of us, he specifically chose Mornay to help with the mentoring of me. And he specifically chose him to also interact with Earth. I think, to my knowledge at this point, that Phaseus was the smartest being I've ever known. And he also didn't understand. He saw our greatness. He saw our enormous capacity for love and compassion. But he didn't understand why we could act like such assholes sometimes. He just didn't get it. And I think he saw more of the good of us than many see of the bad of us, which is why he would get frustrated with us. But he always held that we had more potential than they did. The Andromedan race, I mean. That we had more potential than they did. And that we were squandering it, and he didn't understand why. There's your answer.
My school teacher used to say that as well. Could do better. There's a question from Karen. I have heard that there is a natural ascension and then apocalyptic timelines of ascension, which are distortions of that. Is this Planet X a negative timeline?
That's a great question. I don't think so. I don't look at an apocalyptic timeline. In fact, I'm not focusing on apocalypses at all. So I'm not quite sure how to answer this. I think, and actually this is what I'm counting on, personally, that if we continue to work on ourselves spiritually and evolve and come into harmony with the frequency of the planet and the galaxy, that we will ascend the way it's all been designed to, the way it's been written that we're to ascend, taking Earth into fifth density, along with those of us who choose to have this experience. I'm not aware of a benevolent ascension and then an apocalyptic ascension. I'm not aware of that. Unless we're talking about, you know, regressives coming down saying, look, we're going to save you, we'll take you to a new planet, and basically what you're doing is beaming into a lunchbox. You know, I'm aware of that. That would be apocalyptic to me.
That would be pretty apocalyptic, yeah.
Yeah,
that would
be messed up. We're almost out of time, JP.
We're almost out of time. Alex, I just wanted to go back to this this question that you answered before about the Anunnaki and how their feelings. This is something relatively new, I think, but it's been intimated. But their feelings of abandonment and of not being good enough have gone throughout the human race, you were saying. Is there a way we can help to ameliorate that? And is that stopping us evolving, that whole feeling of not being good enough?
Well, I believe it is. I absolutely believe it is. But, you know, I'm not here to save them. I'm here to save me and then to save us. You know, many of these beings have been wearing a mask for so long, they're not interested in having a change of heart. And if they can't make that change themselves, no matter what anybody says, isn't going to make any difference. So all we can do is work on us, because you know what? This is really about humanity on the earth, about us as a tribe. It's not about them. If they want to come on board, you know, then step up, admit your mistakes, show some leadership. You know, let's work on this together. But they have not shown that at all. They just haven't shown that at all. So I'm not going to invest any more energy in that old paradigm, because it's a disaster. It doesn't work. It's a dead end. There's nowhere to go with it, okay, except enslavement. I think we're all done with that. I really do. So, you know, I'm investing in my spiritual evolution, in our spiritual evolution, so that we can all move forward and we can all create something that we would all not only be proud of, but that we could all thrive in as a society, as a race. I think that's important. We owe that to future generations to do the very best that we can. That's what I got.